This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Joe Cowley has come to a conclusion on Patrick Williams, which got us thinking.
Patrick Williams?
Yeah, man, tell
us. I'm just kind of done with him. I think he has lost his love for basketball. The guy doesn't have it.
And this is why we need you, the smart and wise Chicago sports fan, to help us fill out the all-dog team.
But he knows he's got a dog out there in right field who struck out three times, never runs, never hustles.
Nate Davis. Is the bear on the all-dog team.
Nate Davis came in this morning and had back. His back tightened up on him. He saw Andre the trainer before the game, and then we sent him home because we don't want a guy standing on 2 feet with a back issue.
Eddie Robinson. Do you remember Eddie Robinson?
Of course I remember Eddie Robinson.
Oh, my God. I remember going up to him with a microphone and asking Eddie Robinson, do you feel any, like, you know, since you got paid so well, do you feel like guilt? I don't know if I use that word. Do you feel like you're more responsible? And
that's
he just,
good.
In the microphone, he just goes, nope. Yeah, I said, okay. I didn't even have a follow-up.
Yoan Moncada.
Oh, that's good.
Needs to be on the all-dog team.
So this is Yoan Moncada's new song, which is going to be his walk-up music this year. Desastre Personal.
How about Milton Bradley?
Got him on my Cubs list.
I told him to take his uniform off. He threw his helmet and smashed a water cooler, water flying all over. I just told him to take his uniform off and go home. This has been a common occurrence, and I've looked the other way a lot, and I'm done with it.
Yeah, there's one that you thought of that I thought of, and we have it, a beautiful piece of sound that Tyler Buterbaugh has gone back and found in order to illustrate this.
He basically, in my opinion, was a disgrace to the uniform when he was a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. As he leaves Chicago, I just have one sentiment for Alexander Karpatsev. Good riddance. We are through two periods in New Jersey.
I mean, he was a dog, but do you remember who they got with the fourth round pick they got for him?
Eric Daze?
Nicholas Jalmerson.
Oh, really?
And then Karpatsev died in a plane crash.
He did.
Oh.
Yeah, Karpatsev dead.
Yeah. Oh, good clean fun.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until Cubs baseball. Yeah, they're back at spring training, and they're back playing spring training games.
They're ramping up. Again.
So they can ramp up for the domestic opener.
Yeah, man. Shota can't pitch until game three because of the big psychological lift that was the Japan trip.
And technically, today's game isn't Cactus League, right? Because it's the Braves, isn't it?
So it's not Cactus League, but spring training,
it's
though.
It's a spring training game, hey, but man. I don't think it counts for the Cactus League standings.
It's a newer type of situation.
You're making yourself crazy, Lawrence Holmes, and that is always available to happen. Just know this. Nico is back, baby. He hit in the two hole the other day.
He didn't go anywhere.
Well, I mean, he's back in the lineup.
They didn't let him.
They came back to Nico, baby. That's what I meant. But he's playing. They went PCA and Nico at 1-2 the other day.
I think you could have a little fun with that.
And is PCA hitting leadoff again today? Well, I'll have to look.
I'll look. I'm on the game day. Yes, it is against the Atlanta Braves, so it is not a Cactus League game.
Okay. And is PCA hitting leadoff?
No. Oh. Ian Happ is going to.
So
here's
back
your,
to that.
Here's your lineup for Cubs baseball today
it's
here
all
on
right.
the score.
It's
no,
okay.
No. We're here now. Let's
all
do
right.
this.
Okay.
Happ's in center, Suzuki in right, Tucker's center. The DH, Bush is the first baseman, Turner at third, Dansby Swanson is at shortstop.
Okay.
Then we got Kelly, who's behind the plate.
Carson.
Workman is in left, and Birdie is playing second base.
Oh, there we go.
Did you say Ian Happ's in center?
It is in center. Yeah,
according to MLB.com.
It's spring training. They got Seiya in right and Tucker's DHing.
They're Brad Keller is your starter today.
He made the team. Brad Keller made the team. The former Royal. His velocity has ticked up a couple of notches. They feel like they might have found something there. Ben Brown probably going to be in the five spot in that rotation. Probably going to happen now.
Oh, all right.
Let's go.
Once they start the domestic season.
And here's what's going to make it even weirder. We're going to be in Las Vegas for the domestic opener, for opening day, all across this land of ours.
It's really going to be interesting to see what gets shown on the stadium swim screens.
You know what I just pictured? I just pictured you watching the White Sox on your phone while they're not on the stadium swim screen.
That's probably what's going to happen, right? Like that's...
Where's Lawrence? He's on a chaise lounge watching the White Sox.
That's the best look. There are two ways that I have watched White Sox games, and I think they both are winners.
Okay.
I watch a White Sox game on a train ride from Quebec City to Montreal. It was delightful to just have that, like using the MLB at-bat app and just watching it.
It sounds
was
nice.
Great. And at the pool at Stadium Swim.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
especially
fine.
When there's nothing on the line. You could just like,
sure.
Oh, baseball happens to be on.
Absolutely.
I've got a cool drink.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to watch other games with better teams, I can do that. It is available for me.
Well, Matas versus the Lakers part two is a nice little, on Thursday.
Woo!
Yeah, a little first half of that in the pool after the show.
Luka doesn't want any of that smoke. Luka's afraid of Matas.
Why would he want any of that, you know?
Well, that's not really what Luka does. He doesn't really want to play defense. And even if he did, that spin move on the baseline that Matas Buzelis put on him on Saturday night was a reason that you don't want to play defense because you end up getting your ass posterized.
It feels like the right place to start for us in our abbreviated show before the Cubs begin is that the Bulls are having a moment. They have won 7 out of 9. Matas had that move on Luka, like you're talking about, where he made the move on the sideline, went baseline, and dunked it. And Matas had 31, and I know it's garbage time that a lot of those points came, but it's still in Los Angeles, and big moments against big-time players can matter to the confidence of these guys, and that was a very cool thing to see. That combined with Josh Giddey putting up those numbers and Luka committing a frustration technical foul after Josh Giddey stole the ball from him. It was like, what the hell's going on? Must I take these Bulls seriously? Lawrence Holmes, it was a moment to think about how seriously I should be taking them.
So I am now resigned to the idea of I now am rooting for the Bulls to be the 8. Here's my logic behind it. There's no way they're falling out of the play-in. The play-in is as inevitable as Thanos. They are going to be in the play-in. Therefore, I would like for them to have the easiest route for them to be a playoff team. And that is them being in the 7-8 game and knowing that they only have to win one game.
So you're not like rooting for them to be in the worst position to possibly not end up with the lottery pick. You're not convoluting yourself into those pretzels.
No, I
understand.
The percentage is like a wash, and I'm just
if you're going to be there where you are, then go ahead and be as good as you can.
And I'm sure that's exactly what the Bulls want us to think too. But as it stands right now, they're two games behind Orlando for the eighth spot, and I can see them beating the Hawks or beating Orlando or the Heat. They'd only have to win one, and then they could get themselves into a playoff situation, most likely to be crushed by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You don't like where you are.
No,
you're uncomfortable where you are.
I hate where I'm at.
Okay, standings aside, and results even aside in terms of the big picture. Like let's zoom in. As we zoom in for a minute, is something happening? Like is Matas developing in a way that matters? Is Billy helping Matas develop in a way that matters? Is Josh Giddey turning into something that we have to admit might actually be useful going forward? You know what I mean? Like, he's going to get paid an amount that makes us uncomfortable. But is he a useful piece moving forward as you try to build towards something of consequence?
The first thing I'll give you. I enjoy watching Matas play.
And I think Billy Donovan has figured out a relationship with him. Matas said it the other night that when he gets benched by Billy, he knows it's for a good reason and he appreciates it and learns from it.
It's funny.
That's the dream.
I wish I had thought of this because I could have asked Tanny to pull it. But when we were talking with Billy at the UC a couple months ago, I brought up like how hard he was on Io. And I like that Billy, when it comes to the younger players, where they aren't so far down their career road, that he can have an impact on them.
Yeah.
I think is really good at it.
Yeah, he goes for it. He goes for these moments, and Matas knows he's doing it and appreciates it.
He's made Matas earn minutes, and Matas seemingly has taken to it. Like, he hasn't felt some sort of way. Like, he doesn't feel entitled or anything like that. And I watch those games because of him. Also, Zach Collins has been a lot of fun to watch since the trade. I've enjoyed watching the way that he kind of, like, guys who are really trying to get a job, like, he's out there like, look, I'm a valuable player.
That's the way Trey Jones was playing too until he got hurt. Yeah, they were both playing like that.
I am someone who should be a part of your rotation going forward is how, when I watch Zach Collins play, I feel like I'm getting. I think Billy's good at what he does. I'm not ready to give you the Josh Giddey thing. This feels like to me a player who clearly knows about their impending
agency. He's aware of where the ink is and when it dries and does not.
And might understand who he's dealing with his current front office, just if I just show them a little bit.
Oh, this is the place that gave Pat Williams all that money.
Right.
They must be willing to give people a lot of money who they think could bust their ass and show the effort I'm not actually willing to show on the nightly. This could be the place that pays me to just kind of have these extra 4 years and have generational wealth and then walk away when I'm ready. Oh, that's a cynical view. How dare you put all those words in my mouth?
I did not do that.
No, it's a good point. I just said it myself.
Yeah, and it's okay. Like it's a weird thing because like this is the as those of us who grew up here, and you didn't grow up here, but you grew up here as someone who was watching the way that the dynasty went here with the Bulls.
Yeah,
this time of year always makes us euphorically crazy. We're used to warm weather Bulls games. Those of a certain age are used to warm weather Bulls games, and you go, "All right, fine. I got a night. I'm not doing nothing. I'll enjoy the Bulls. I'll watch what's going on with them. I'll see where they're at."
Uh-huh.
And when you have someone who is as exciting as Matas Buzelis is, like, I don't think this isn't September baseball to me when I watch Matas. This isn't like the fluky guy that gets hot in September is like, well, he's on the team for next year. No, Matas has been building.
For sure.
He's been building to this point. So I have more faith that he is what we're seeing versus it's a mirage.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, warm weather basketball, what we're used to, warm weather basketball of consequence in this town, like all those 90s games where you'd try to find yourself a bar that had a TV out there on the patio.
Yes, nice.
Oh.
We won't have to worry about that at Circa.
No, we won't. And we're not going to have to worry about it, I don't think, with these Bulls. I mean, we'll see how warm it is when that first Cleveland series takes place.
Yeah.
But second round is when it gets really warm, usually.
Yeah, and they won't be there because Cleveland.
They won't be there.
I don't know if Cleveland's even going to give them the gentleman's suite. I think Cleveland's just going to, you know, do their thing.
I just flashed back to beating the Travis Best Indiana Pacers on a beautiful night. We were out there to play a gig in like Naperville, right on the water there on that little river walk.
By the I-88 corridor.
And it's exactly where it was.
Yeah, by the Topgolf.
We went and we played Topgolf first. It wasn't a thing, but we invented it and then we played it back then. And yeah, it was really, really nice.
I've had two graduations during Bulls championships. And they were awesome.
Wait, you graduated from places?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Twice.
Yeah.
And I remember in 93.
That's too many, man.
In 93, being at Ashley Duchessois' house for the senior class party, and we all watched, I think it was game 5. That we watched there just hanging out.
Relation to Dick Duchessois?
Yeah.
Must be a nice house then.
Yeah, it was the entire senior class that was invited. All 522 people, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, that'll get it done.
Yeah. So me and Ben Bradley watching the Bulls win that series. And then in college.
Names falling out of your pockets.
Yeah, man. I got them.
All over the place.
In college, having my first drink.
With?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, Cameron Diaz.
No. Well, I mean, Matt Lazzarato, but you don't know who that is.
David Eckstein.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
Matt Lazzarato, better baseball player than David Eckstein.
Who gave us a David Eckstein the other day?
Hawk, right?
Was it?
No. Not Hawk.
AJ.
No,
AJ has a story about Japan.
AJ
yeah.
gave us a David Eckstein. That's right.
And so being on Rush Street and having my first drink ever watching the Bulls win a championship.
Oh, man. See?
Yeah.
These kind of memories. And that could be somebody out there not listening on it's going to have that experience with the Josh Giddey title Bulls team in the next few years.
And then I got my internship at Channel 9 and then got to cover the rally in 97. How wild is that?
That's crazy. That's fun. That's when the magic was happening.
Shout out to Dan Rohn and his son. Who DJed Campy's wedding.
It's all coming back together.
Bring it a full circle.
I need stories from Campy's wedding. I was having fun on Friday. It's one of the only times I had fun on Friday is when I said, Lawrence is not here today because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. I think I might have said it 14 times because it was just so fun to say.
Hey, and Grody took exception to the fact that he was not invited. And Lawrence, how many times did Grody's name come up during Campy's wedding?
Zero.
Zero, yes, that's right, yeah. So take that, Grody.
How about mine?
For no reason, just being mean
yours
to Grody.
Came up.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I think.
Yeah, it came up for sure, Lawrence. Remember when remember we were talking about it?
Yeah, you remember.
It was a context. Here, let's list off some guys who are happy weren't invited to Rick Camp's wedding.
Something like
number
that.
Number one, Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, you're number two. but it was
at least
good.
I'm in the top
Shout
two.
Out to Roan, who did a great job DJing. We wish we had a recorder going at the time because I believe, was it Jay Lewoski is what he called him?
I thought I heard a Jay Wazowski, like the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Maybe.
There's a little bit of a resemblance there.
But Jay gave a beautiful speech.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, man. It was great.
Did the player efficiency ratings of John Hollinger come up during the ceremony?
Okay. No. But it's so funny that you bring this up.
Okay.
All right.
Jay Zalawoski.
I assume there was some kind of basketball analytic metric that came up during the ceremony.
So Campy gets married on Friday night, right? Friday night, he gets married. Saturday night, he sends us all the Matis stuff. Uh-huh. And I go, and I'm like, it only took Rick 24 hours to give us the West Coast basketball update.
It's really sweet. They're actually honeymooning during the NBA midseason, during the summer league there in Vegas. So it's very sweet.
That's amazing. Night one of being married to Rick Camp, and he's giving Matas Buzelis notes.
But she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
That's good.
And she loves him
that's
for
good.
It. And that's why it's going to work. So shout out to Campy and Sam. It was beautiful. We were at Bloomingdale golf course and it was outstanding. That cake, man. They did Spiegs, they did wedding cake, lemon wedding cake with mascarpone icing. Let's go.
I feel slighted. Apparently, if you're one of the people that are not old, like Lawrence and myself, who stuck around late, they had pizza.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I saw that on social after.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I had to go home.
I love that. I love the late night second wave food at the wedding. That's a great play.
Last wedding I went to had White Castle as the late night.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
So, when Jeff Dickerson got married, they got married like on the McDonald's campus. And the late night, they came in with trays of double cheeseburgers and chicken McNuggets and all that stuff. And I think Mike Brown at his wedding had White Castle at the end.
Several texters wondering a variety of, did Rick go to the correct wedding or just go to the wrong one and hang out?
I got
to
tell you, I've never been indirectly referenced during a best man speech. not even the best man speech, but the ceremony. Like, you are now husband and wife, like in that part. Whatever you call that part,
the
officiant, during the vows, says, and Rick and Sam's first date, and Rick showed up in the right place this time. And I'm like, it's me. It's about my house, everyone.
There also was a discrepancy on how many days it was from the time they met to the time they got married that played out in the vows, which was hilarious.
Wow.
We had a good time.
Good. Glad.
We'll be back after this on the score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Barry Rosner.
Seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but Shane I have no use for. And I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Afternoons on the Score.
Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it. Oh! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
It's a great call and call back by Lisa Byington because Maryland got bit with three times this year with buzzer beating shots that lost them games. So them being on the right side of a buzzer beater, pretty fun.
That was your guy. You gave us a couple of guys the other day in this tournament that you were thinking about as possible Bulls targets, somewhere between, I don't know, 7 and 8 in the draft and 15 or 16 in the draft. And Derek Queen was one of them, and that guy made a lot of waves with his game last night, culminating with that buzzer beater. I mean, that's a big man off the dribble to his left off glass.
That's an impossible shot, man. And he made it. And his game is so old school. That's the thing that I'm drawn to, that I like that he can function, I think, in a pro offense, because there's not going to be anyone that's able to deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
If he decides, because he can face up or back to the basket. He's another one of these guys that has great feet, dancer's feet, and the post position. And however you want it, dog.
Yeah.
You want low post, he can do it. You want high post, you can do it. He'll face up from the three-point line and take you off the dribble. I love watching him.
The guy that I loved watching yesterday was Walter Clayton Jr., the 6'3 guard on Florida.
Showed a lot of heart, man.
Oh, my God. He hit big, big shots, but he's done this all year. He's got crazy range. He's got really incredible NBA range, and that jumper is gorgeous. And the dude can pass big time, and his coach right after said, great leader. I'm intrigued by Walter Clayton Jr., and he's a 6'3 scoring guard, so he's right now he's listed 47th on NBADraft.net.
Well, the Bulls are used to that.
Right, but
having to go get someone in the second round that's going to be an impact player on your roster.
He's got mini Steph Curry vibes because his jumper is that pure and he's that fearless. And if his run might continue here for Florida in the tournament, but color me extremely intrigued by that dude, Walter Clayton Jr.
Well, the other guy, it's hard to project some of these guys just because it is the tournament. You're like, well, wait, what does that look like against a pro?
Sure.
There's a player that I love, but I just think he's too little. And he's listed as 6'3", but he doesn't seem 6'3". And that's Jace Richardson.
Oh, man, he doesn't seem 6'3". He had a follow on an air ball late in that Michigan State game. It's like, what is he doing up there? He's very, very intriguing, for sure.
I really like him as like a second round. Round pick,
but
guy.
He's in everybody's top 10.
But I'm
Chase
not
Richardson.
But I'm not. Well, we'll get it right. They still do the Moody Bible. Well, No. They're at Wintrust now. That because last year they were at Wintrust.
Oh wow.
We'll see how tall he is at Wintrust.
Yes, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. There's some dudes out there in this tournament. Has offered some fun. One thing I didn't realize about Walter Clayton Jr. and it's also true of the big man at. I think it's a big man at Arkansas. They were with Patino at Iona. Walter Clayton Jr. was with Patino at Iona before Patino came down to St. John's and did this thing.
How about the fact that the tactician got beat by the players' coach? Rick Pitino is one of the greatest tacticians in the history of college basketball, and people don't give Cal enough credit for how good he is at the X's and O's. People think that he just kind of does the players and then throws them out there. And he did a job against St. John's. The way that they went right after their weakness, them not being a team that can really shoot the three ball, and they were like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
And then Pitino benched his best three-point shooter at the end of that game and was openly questioned by everybody on the broadcast. I thought Pitino's tie looked exactly like Calipari's jacket, which really threw me off. Like, they were wearing the same pattern. Pitino had it in a tie, and Calipari had it in a jacket. So that means that win was fait accompli.
Is there beef over now? Because they did the hug pregame.
And did you see? And they did a handshake before the final buzzer.
Yeah.
Like, Pitino walked over and gave him the handshake before the game was even done.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that now. Like, it's whatever. We'll discuss it at another time.
Yeah.
We've got Cubs baseball. They are taking on the Atlanta Braves. So we've got to go, but we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to everyone involved in the show, Shane, Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2. Cubs baseball is next.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.